Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt Bay Water District wants water users in the seven cities the district provides water to conserve water usage today while work crews replace two 50-year-old valves. The valves, which are original equipment, need replacing after one valve failed and the second is not operating properly. Alderon Laird, president of the Water District Board, explains today's project.
And we filled up all the water tanks in Eureka and Arcata and McKinleyville and Fieldbrook and everywhere. So everybody's topped off. But we're just asking the community just try to use a little less water so that the water tanks that are topped off will, you know, make it through the day. It's only going to take us 14 to 16 hours to replace the valves, and then we'll turn the water back on.
Laird also pointed out that work crews aren't going into this blindly and that he expects the work to go smoothly.
They've trained and done practice runs. I mean, they have everything opened up. They have all the brand new valves. These valves are over a ton in weight. They're doing one first, and then they'll do the second. I'm pretty confident that it'll go smoothly. Changing valves and patching into pipelines is something our folks do all the time.
If you have any questions, contact your water service provider. C&K Market, owner of Ray's Food Place and ShopSmart, announced on Tuesday that it will file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and close 16 stores. That includes the Ray's Food Place on Broadway in Eureka. The rest of the C&K grocery stores in Humboldt County will remain open, including the Ray's in the Valley West Shopping Center in Arcata. City Manager Randy Mendoza commented on the closure and the importance of the Arcata location.
What goes through my head initially, it's very sad for the employees that are losing some good paying jobs. You know, that's the first thing that goes through my head. But also their anchor stores. The Ray's store in Arcata, for instance, is an anchor store for our Valley West area.
C&K plans to lay off 20% of its 2,500 employees. Fortuna police officers arrested three people following a traffic stop on Tuesday morning. The vehicle, driven by 43-year-old Dennis Williams of Eureka, was pulled over on Newburgh Road. The officer recognized Williams and knew he was driving on a suspended license, and an enforcement stop was performed. Williams was arrested. One of the passengers, 30-year-old Hydesville resident Cole Johnson, was found to have an outstanding felony warrant for his arrest, and he was taken into custody as well. Officers also arrested the second passenger, 23-year-old Rio Dell resident Cassandra Lee Swain, after she was searched and officers found meth and paraphernalia. All three were booked into county jail and officers confiscated nearly 30 grams of heroin and 14 grams of meth, along with needles. Three candidates have submitted applications to replace Lance Madsen on the Eureka City Council. Chet Albin, Leslie Lollick, and Barry Smith have all applied for the position, and they will be interviewed by a committee created by Mayor Frank Yeager. They will then interview with Yeager, and he will forward on a recommendation for the council to consider. The council is expected to make its decision in December. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Rising Stars Foundation, recognizing excellence in Humboldt County students, brings you the All-County Music Festival. Hi, this is Stacey Young, arts education teacher, inviting you to a unique opportunity to hear top music students from local middle and high schools perform together on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at Eureka High School. Enjoy choirs, orchestras, and bands led by accomplished conductors. We hope to see you for the All-County Music Festival at Eureka High on November 16th. Check the website humboldtrisingstars.org for more information.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Area Foundation held a meeting last week in which funding groups awarded grants to nonprofit organizations. Redwood Capital Bank Regional Manager Jennifer Budwig attended the meeting on behalf of the McLean Foundation. She explains how the funding process works.
Every year at this time, what happens is you have these nonprofit organizations put in their basically kind of their wish list for what they need for the Christmas season. And so what I had attended this last week was the actual awarding of those funds.
Budwig went on to describe one of the nonprofits that received a grant.
You know, there was one I thought it was really neat. It was a grant that actually was being put together to assist with kids to help them buy presents for their siblings. And it was just something that was different. It was out of the box.
For more information about upcoming meetings and the grant process with the Humboldt Area Foundation, visit the Foundation's website. In October, Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Gary Eagles, was honored for his work in promoting high-quality education in California. The California Music Educators Association has named Eagles as the Outstanding Administrator of the Year, as a non-music educator who has contributed powerfully to the support of music education. The award was announced at the All-County Music Festival on the 16th, and Eagles was nominated unanimously by the North Coast section of the CMEA. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.